With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Fighting between Israel and Hamas rages in Gaza's second largest city, blocking much-needed aid from the civilian population.
Israel released footage of Israeli troops battling Hamas militants in undisclosed areas in Gaza. The video release comes as Israel's offensive into southern Gaza was bringing the city of Khan Yunis the same fierce urban fighting and intensified bombardments that obliterated much of Gaza City in the north. But in the south, the areas where Palestinians can seek safety are rapidly shrinking. Because of the fighting, aid groups are unable to deliver vital supplies of food, water and other essentials. Meanwhile, Israel's military said warplanes destroyed tunnel shafts and troops seized a Hamas outpost, as well as several weapons caches. I'm Karen Chamas.
The House voting to censure Democratic Representative Jamal Bowman for triggering a fire alarm in one of the U.S. Capitol office buildings when the chamber was in session. Censure is a punishment one step below expulsion from the House. Also at SRNnews.com, the fourth and final GOP debate of 2023 is history.
A fiery fourth debate here at the University of Alabama with the four Republican candidates zinging each other on stage for 2 hours. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie taking a jab at the missing candidate, former President Trump, calling him the fifth guy who doesn't have the guts to stand here. Reaction here in the spin room to Trump's absence from Tom Bevin, president and co-founder of RealClearPolitics.com.
I think it was the right strategy not to show up at the debates when you're leading by that much to sort of lower yourself to the level of these candidates that are getting 3 or 4%. They're on stage and they're going to attack you.
Laura Winters, Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Then on Wall Street, the Dow had 55 points and the NASDAQ is adding 190. This is SRN News. The Biden administration is admitting very few persecuted Christians from foreign lands and religious freedom groups are concerned. Ryan Brown of Open Doors US says believers need to educate themselves.
There are also opportunities for people to voice their dialogue and voice their concern to their elected officials and let them know that as people of faith, this matters to us, that this is important, that we want to see America do what it can to provide a safe refuge for these that are suffering for their faith.
He says the body of Christ is ready to help.
There have been so many churches around the U.S. that have stepped up and have said that, you know, we desire to be part of the solution. We desire to receive refugees and assimilate them into community and into biblical communities even.
Brown says persecution of Christians around the world is at an all-time high, and it's especially bad in the Middle East and Africa. This is SRN News. Mexico's Supreme Court has overturned a 2022 ban on bullfighting in Mexico City.
That opens the way for events to resume, possibly as soon as this month. A panel of justices voted to overturn a May 2022 injunction that said bullfights violated city residents' rights to a healthy environment free from violence. The panel did not explain their arguments for overturning the ban, but fight organizers claimed it violated their right to continue the tradition. The capital had a history of almost 500 years of bullfighting, but there have been no fights since the 2022 injunction. Keith Peters reporting.
South Korea's Olympic Committee pushing to send hundreds of athletes to a military training center to enhance their mental toughness for the upcoming Paris Olympics. About 320 athletes would be taking Marine-style training ahead of big sports events. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.